Karen has a zakhan, is making a malamalka this much of Shabbos. I'm not going to be marich in the Moisiv itself. We have Baruch Hashem, we have a representative in the Chaburuch, Chesky Dubin. And I want to know more about it, I could speak to him. But from my experience, it's a wonderful Moisiv, that's an organization that helps out Dafka, B'nai Chutz La'aretz, here in Eretz Yisrael. Helps them, Baruch Hashem, to continue learning. Asmode. And the Chaburuch has been nena from it. Still continues to be nena from it. It's a wonderful habura, and it's a wonderful maisid, and it's a big thing. Anyone who could help, we'll see. Bez Hashem, see if I'm going to be able to make it there. I have to see if it works on my schedule. Levada, anybody who could help them with their presence, levada would be a davar gadol. Right. About the Thursday habura, as Adam says. I wanted to take a few minutes, just something in needs chizik. Last Thursday was Mamish Kefelech. It always needs a chizik. Two things I want to say. The first thing is the tellus for the person who says the chabur. For the man who says the chabur. It's the bechina of Ein Lerosa. Mamish bechina of Ein Lerosa. Everyone, when they prepare properly, and they're mashkiin it, they see the tellus at Tumah. I have many younger lights. Truth is, my short experience of 3 years, some of them came and said that they could tell us to bring the chabur. They didn't get from me, they didn't get from anything else. They were saying that they're the chaburs, that was mamish. And it's true when a young man puts inside the tell us for the person who says it, and I'm going to add another thing. It's a little bit of lemalim and a seichel, but I'm telling you, it has a tremendous hashpa on the whole clothes of the chabur. When there are people who are saying good chaburs, when there are people who look at it as a mechayiv, it rings the whole ramah, the entire chabura, keseder. It's a different level of chabur, it's a different seriousness, different eretz guy, different ramava mechayiv. But like any mechayiv that a person gets a tremendous tellus from, it's hard. The week you have to say, the life of a younger man is an unending list of excuses. Every week, punk, when you have to say, it's the hardest week. And there are a million reasons why you don't want to say, and you don't have to say. Naniach, maskim, 100%. But that is the nature of a mechayiv. The nature of the chayim, something you gain from, is only if it's a mechayim. Only if it's something that's consistent, and something that not could be pushed off every week, is it going to remain a mechayim? If not, it's felt in the mechayim, it's not going to be a mechayim. Again, the mechayim is pasha busha. There's no mechayim like busha. There's no mechayim when you have to stand in front of three other people and say something, and you know, you have to be clear. But again, if you could just push it off every week. So, if chabura gets pushed off every week, and it could be pushed off any week, and punked, it happens to be Thursday, chabura is the easiest time to push everything you have to do the whole week for that. So it comes out, yeah, I'm asking. It's an easy way, it's an easy, you know, you don't have for sure have to come. But what happens is, memela, when you mezalz on something, so then it becomes something that's, it's not a mechai b'chal. There isn't. So that's where it's starting to lean towards. I don't know if in every chabura, but it's different starting to lean towards it. This one pushes off that week, and that one pushes off this week. Before I want to finish a few ways, I want to mention another thing. It's a bit of a chasham oid. In this, I think the only mess to make a chesh, when the nefesh, pitaris, tamid, chom. How much of a tamid, chom you want? Besides the cheshbon of yourself, how much tellus you get in, you should make chaburz a serious matzav that you should have a tellus in it. Should be mechayiv you. But there's also kavod chaver. Big sug of kavod chaver. Punkt weiter, a lot of times you have a guy who does take it seriously, but when Yena has to say, he's never ever on time. He has to go to the bathroom, the punk starts there, he walks in 7-8 minutes late. He's never there on time. It's not COVID. There's just, ain't Mayer Malkum. We can talk about this for a very long time. Ain't Mayer Malkum. State, Baron, boys, as he said. The beer needs beer. State, Tamid Rebbe Gvirga died because they were no yogi. COVID, Chaveri, Avada, Viteris Einish. It wasn't, they weren't Chayiv Misa. So Baron says, without being married, Baron says, Vais Dois, that it wasn't Begedo Einish. That is the chefza of a Talmud Chacham Amoyser Torah to be Dar L'Dar. If he wasn't someone who was not Noy Kaved Chaveiro, someone who was not overly Makbid, overly Mechabed Chaveiro, someone who Kaved Chaveiro is not B'Shlemes by him is felt in Zayn Torah, is felt in Talmud Chacham. That's why I said you have to make a cheshbon in Talmud Chacham. By me, it's all about my poshit, that if I had to make a cheshbon, if I should be late, but my turn to say, or someone else, I'll be late by my turn, not by someone else. Kaved Chaveiro was always like, Yenim is a pruta, just like Yenim is a pruta, is more chashiv than yours pruta. You have to make more of a cheshbon not to be mezalzel on Yenim. Yeah, he understands. No, he doesn't understand. Like all the cheshbon is what he doesn't understand. End of the day, a person appears, he wants people there. That's Matthias, he wants people there. I understand that everything's very nice. Oh, but if someone who shtags and covered chaveri, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that, I'm sorry. Again, there are people, you want to be, say I'm being namal, yeah. Namal people, I guess, are not shtag, don't shtag and covered chaveri. And that's why they're different. Look at any big Tamil Chochem, you'll see, they shtag and covered chaveri. Look, you'll see. It's a nekud of aliyah by them. They're looking, Yenish shouldn't think that I'm being mezalzel in what he wants. Kach kach, he said both things. Saya is being mezalzel in our shibut to say, when it's our turn. And Beit Zichr being mezalzel in other people. Together, the matzav is that it comes out of something that's taken very lightly. Memela, that was one of the reasons why I'm trying to admonish someone, Nebuchadnezzar should be in charge of it. I want to be Moisif to Machshel Vinyan, and I'm going to start coming. If Tavis HaElam, I'm going to start coming. Take turns, go to Chaburis. Each week I'm going to go to the Chaburis, one of the Chaburis, and then make it to Ornut, and Machshel, maybe Moisif, Hashivis, Tavinyan. But I really want this, it's very Choshev to all Chaburah. It's Choshev that it's on a high level. It's very Choshev that it's Mechayev. It's Choshev that it's Mechayev to say. And again, people have reasons. They want to leave early, we'll have to make a judgment. People have to leave early, I don't know. Maybe they can't work into being Chaburis. But I wanted to re-cheshbon, restart, maybe for a lot of people. Those chaburus who it's not misudah where they are, who should come to me, speak to me before, don't wait till Thursday, Wednesday, obviously, that's also part of Wednesday, Thursday, of course, it's not going to be misudah. I, unfortunately, during Seder, I wish I would have the time, but there's so many people, I need someone to come to me and tell me in the beginning of the week to work it out. And then take me out of what I'm doing, we can work it out in the beginning of the week. Rework out the chaburus, we can try to work it out. Kitzer, it's a davar, I very much think that it's chabura. That was for us, for our saying, and for Kavach Haverim, that we should look at, take seriously the Thursday, the Masa, the Thursday Chaburis. Ezra Hashem should be the Chizkah. Sugya from Tokva, Echad Befanein. Shtein the Gemara, Borer Abzeir. Tokva Echad Befanein Umal. Abzeir kumt noch the Mishnah. They have the Mishnah of Shnai Merich in the Talos. Paskin Yachloika Beshvuah. Rashi says we're talking about before they did the Shavuot. Yachloiku. Cleared the Bzeira, what's the halacha? If Shimon grabs the talis and moving. Paskin Yachloiku, Uvin gets chetzi. Shimon gets chetzi. Now Shimon grabs the talis and moving. Cleared the Gemara. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? How did Uvin react to Shimon's tkifa? What did Uvin do? Uvin would surveyach the ganze zeit. Shalom yidu that saif. Avada doesn't help. Mayavala lemeve. Avada doesn't help. So the binyan al-sugi choshim point, the Rishonim point out. The first half state that the tkifa itself, and the tkifa of Shimon, Shimon takes the chetzi talis from moving, that itself, you see in the sugi, is not going to accomplish, it's not going to be mershana that the Nushayim is in the talis. That itself, since you're a svicha, the Ramban, the Rashba say, because the aloch is talk for koyim, they see in the other, we paskin, the moment of mutvasofik, after psak, we paskin, that you can't be doikif, we can't be, we might see in the other, you have to see, Hebshachah sugi is, if that works in all the Rishonim, what's the beer in that, but when again, to the binyan of the sugi, what's choshev is, that the ingredient of tkifa by itself is not a reason to be mashana the psak. The tkifa by itself cannot be mashana the psak of yechoiku. The fact that now it's the whole talis in Shimon's hands is not going to be mashana the psak of yechoiku. As that, we're going to turn it right back to the way it was. We're going to be magzirit lekanmusoi. Psak was yechoiku. Oh, so what is the shayla for Gemara? No. You have to bring in an element of shtik. It was only a tkifa vada mayav lelamev, leitzvicha. The shotek meyakar vada tzavach. The Gemara says if he was Shosek Mitchil Vatsev, it's also Pashin, maybe we'll get to talk about that. But we're talking about a case of Shosek Meikar Vahadatzav. Is it Tzad Shtika? What's the Shaila? Maimid Ishtikai do you delay? Do we say since you were Shosek Vaisdeis, he's masking, it's masking, Ruben's masking with the Talos of Shimon, the total Talos of Shimon? But he didn't want to even call Sovach Hashtag, Glei Milsedai, the Shosek Meikar, Sovach Haikachazil Rabon. Pashin Shad is, the other Tzad is not how you do it, Bechla. Ruben, when Ruben was Shosek Meikar, he was relying on the Rabon, he wasn't really agreeing to Shimon Bechla. The Mela, there's no Haidah Bechlam. It's the Pashup Shah, try to understand a little bit, open up. The Din, Shosuk Soif Sova, that was the Chakir of Zeru. The Chayra, the Pashup Shah is, that once we establish that the Tkifa by itself doesn't change the Psak Yachloiku. So now Reb Zeru was dining on maybe there's a Haidah, maybe there's a Tzad Haidah. So what should change now the Psak Yachloiku? Because since Shimon grabbed the talis, Ruvain was Moiditin. Again, on the Tzad, Shosuk Soif Sova, we say it is a Haidah. Since Reuven was hoided to him, now maybe mitzad the hoidah, that should say that now the ganze talis Hashem, that's the ganze talis Hashem. So the riyata says sugya vada is that once we're saying that tkifa doesn't is not mishan the psak, what's been mishan the psak is hoidah, midin hoidah is baldin. Chayim midin hoidah is baldin, hoidah is baldin kemeitim dam. Ad kamma, the tkifa of Shimon prompted and triggered a reaction from Reuven. Reuven should have protested. And Reuven didn't, so we see a hoida, so the tkifa elicited a macho, so Etzim brought out a hoida. Now, mikoyach the hoida, Shimon is being moided. And Shimon now is zoich in the talus, he's zoich in mikoyach adin hoida azbaldin. That is the pashto sasuvi. However, acharin, near Madvorim, that lechera, the maisa, that's not the emes of pshat. Try to bring kamarais. The closest raya is from the raya from Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman brings a raya after etzim shaila of the Gemara. Gemara is a shaila. Do we say it's hoido? Do we say it's considered a svicha? Do we say it's not hoido? Rav Nachman brings the brisa. The brisa is coming off of the Mishnah. And says, when is the din of the Mishnah kapaskin? And by the moment, only when it's yoytzi mitachas yad shalechem mehem. When mitachas yad shneim. When it's yoytzi mitachas yad echad mehem. There's no more din of yachleikum. What's it talking about? If it's Kipshutai, Pashit, obviously it's not Shai Mirzim Tal. Zok Tigmar, it's talking about our case of Shosikul B'Seif Sovach. And the Chiddush is that we say that Shimon Zoich in the Talis. Shimon Zoich in the Talis. That's a Raya, then it's a Hoido. That's a Gemara. It's a Raya, it's a Hoido. So it's Mefurish that Rabbi Nachman is learning up the Braisa. That the Braisa is talking about Shosik B'Seif Sovach and it's a Din of Hoido. Vosh Teitin Braisa. Why does Shimon get the Talis? A Moiti Mechavit Lavarai. State that Shimon gets a talis, Amoyitzim Lechav Arayah. Vice dois, if Reuven brings a raya, the Bezdin tells Reuven, Reuven now obviously later on changed his mind, and he said, I want the talis, I don't mind Moyitim. So Bezdin says, Amoyitzim Lechav Arayah. Vice says, if Reuven goes and brings Eidim, he's Zoich in the talis. I hoidos baltin kem Eidim domi. And that dig, Be'etzim, we'll see soon, stay in the ritual, that if there's a psak of Amoyitzim Lechav Arayah, bring helps Eidim later. If the reason why Shimon's getting the talis is because of hoidos baltin, how does it help that Reuven brings Eidim later? How does that the Reuven brings Eidim later? L'chor, it's muchach that it's not a psak, it's not a hoidog mu midin hoidog baldin. L'chor, more than that. L'chor, not only is the raya from the deed, so the ritual key, that will help Eidim, how does the braisa say the psak? Why is Shimon getting the talis? This is already a deed. Why is Shimon getting the talis? The lashon of the braisa is the reason why he's getting it is because I'm a moisim mechon el raya. If the pshat is Hoidos Baldin, the reason why he's getting it is because of Hoidos. The reason why he's getting it is because he has Eidos. It's the Eidos that says, the Talos is his. Azoi Zokmin Hoidos Baldin, Hoidos Baldin. The clue from the Braisa is that when there's a Hoidos Baldin, if Shosub Zoi Sovach, the reason why Shimon gets the Talos is because of Hoidos Baldin. That's another error. If Take it's a Hoidos Gemura, if it's a Hoidos Gemura, then Hoidos Baldin can make him dummy. It's a Hoidos Baldin can make him dummy. So why are you saying the only reason why he gets it is to say I raise the shalom? What's the sprach of Amitzim Lacharai b'chalal? So Lacharai, this would be a bit of a makar that Lacharai, even the tzad of Shosab Seisavah helps, and it's oida, it's not a oidos baldin. Before we explain, obviously now I have to explain two things. I have to explain why it's not a oidos baldin, why it's not a oidos baldin. And when I say, what is it? But before we say that, I just want to build in the sugya, and Mamish gives an under lichtekeit to the whole sugya. There's kamish mashmois and be'emes to this pshat, to this gang that we're going on. If you learn the sugya from Riyata, if you learn the sugya Riyatas Advarim, the etzim is very shver. If you learn that the Shosat Psei Sovach, what it's doing is accomplishing Hoidos Baldin. So it comes out, what are Rabzei, what was Rabzei Rishayla? Rabzei will come to the Nevei's Medrash, and he says, Chabakler. Noch shnei moisim metalis tok ve'echab avenenu inetz. Shimon grabs of Reuven. What happens? So in the base medrash they asked, "What's going on? Like, what are you asking? How did Reuven react?" So at the bottom they worked it out in the base medrash that he was talking. His clear was negaya in a case of shasub seisav. But you learn the first way halachically. What was really Reb Zeir Shaila? Is the hoidos baldin? What was Reb Zeir Shaila that maybe Shimon to be zoich in the mami as hoidos baldin? What did Reb Zeir say? Tok ve'echab avenenu. Ikar chosam ha'sefer. What are you mentioning? You're mentioning me the background that prompted Oida. Talk to Echonenu. Shimon grabbed the talis. That has absolutely nothing to do why Shimon should get the talis today. The reason why Shimon should get the talis today is because he has it. No. The reason why Shimon should get the talis is because Shimon did a tatsuki. Shimon did an act that drew on a reaction from Reuven. And Reuven was moided to him. And now maybe this Oida. Echmein, I don't know if it's here, but if Shimon would have a way to pull the talis in a way that it wouldn't be a muksik on the talis b'chlal. And you have a way to pull the talis away from Reuven, and Reuven should have reacted to it. And we also have a shaila. Maybe it's hoidah. Reb Zeir should have said, "Is there hoidah baldin? Why is he saying tokfel chavanim? There's no shaychus to the shaila. There's no shaychus to the shaila. We'll be yoyser it's boiling. And this is already a kasher. Rashi's madgish when he says Reb Zeir tokfel because of Rashi hoitzi miachaveria bechozko va'arei kula beyodoi. Rashi says Reb Zeir's kasher is What happens in Shnayim Beliks and Metal is now when Shimon becomes a muchzik. When Shimon takes it from Reuven, and now Shimon becomes a muchzik. Rashi's madgish, the kasha, the shayla of Reb Zeir was because Shimon's now a muchzik. Does the shayla have anything to do with the fact that Shimon's a muchzik? Alright, kula b'yobi, the shayla has nothing to do with Shimon's a muchzik. If you're saying the reason why Shimon didn't get the talus, it doesn't mean it has nothing to do with he's a muchzik. Even if Reuven would still hold on to the talus, he would still hold on to the talus, and Reuven would say, the talus is Shimon's, Shimon gets the talus. What does shayla have to do? Alright, kula b'yobi, it's nothing to do with kula b'yobi. Kula b'yobi is a reason why it elicited a haidon, and that, but at the end of the day, that's not part of the shayla. Stating Rashi. Serious kasha. This is what it sounds from Rashi, isn't it? Serious kasha was a hemshich to shayim of matalis. Yeah. If you learn that we're dealing with hoydas valdim, the pshat is we're closing shayim of matalis. We had shayim of matalis. And the ma'aseh halachi is achloik. Abzeira, clear the shayla. Why off the background of shayim of matalis you have a tzad hoydah. But once it's hoydah, we're downing on hoydas valdim. Hoydas valdim is a new siba mitzaratzma. Why you should get mumin? Case closed. There's nothing to do with history. Hoydas valdim is a new siba mitzaratzma. Shimon should get the mumin. It's nothing to do with the history of Shnayim Beliks and Metalis. It sounds Rashi nishtazim. So I want to sniff out. I want to grow up from Rashi. There's different lichtachai in the sugya. The sugya is not dealing with a new shayla based on Shnayim Beliks and Metalis. The sugya is going weiter in Shnayim Beliks and Metalis. Clear to zero. What happens? This is the klung of Rashi. What happens in Shnayim Beliks and Metalis? Maybe the din of Shnayim Beliks and Metalis changes. When one of them takes it totally to his hands. That's Shnayim Rashi. That was a shayla. Shnayim Beliks Metalis, they pass the Achloik, let's call them on the Trav Ha'atofsi. But what happens if it's Biyad Kul, Biyad Echaman? That was a Zeru shayla, Frekti Gemara. What's going on over here? He had to get into his hand. He grabbed it. So what did Reuven say? Zokti Gemara, yeah. Avad, that has to be a case of Shazam Seng Sova. Oh, but it sounds from Rashi that the shayla has to do with the Mechzokus of Shimon. It's not that Shaila isn't a Shaila show. Avada, you have to say, Shtika is a prod in the Shaila. We're trying to vise from Rashi, Mamish Pum Fakarad, Oilam Hofuch. It's not the Shaila, the Shaila is in Haidah, the Shaila is, has to do with the Mechzokas. Avada, we need the Haidah to be able to have a Shaila in the Mechzokas. If there's no Haidah, there's no Shaila in the Mechzokas. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat? What is Taka Lufi Emes? What is this Pshat? It seems to be there's a tsiruf between the fact, the Shaila of Reb Zeir was Lamaisa, a tsiruf being the fact that Shimon is now a Mechzik. And is a tzad hoidah. What is the tzirah? So first of all, let's start. Taka, why isn't taka hoidah? Why isn't it? We proved that there is no hoidah hadas balde. Why isn't there hadas balde? Why shouldn't there be hadas balde? We're going on the tzad. We say oidu yaduye. Why shouldn't we say oidu yaduye? So the emes is, we'll get to say, there seems to be, there are certain rishonim we learn that even a shosak mitchila v'atzoif, a shtika, can negative tzkifah, a shtika that's a reaction to a tkifa will never have teres hoydas baldin. Never. Even the most clearest shtika will never have. We'll see soon that the hemshich. So those rishonim, we'll explain what maybe we'll try to explain them, but that's partially why the shtika and asugi will never have a teres hoydas baldin. Well, the ma'aseh of the Ari Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rosh clearly say that's not true. Clearly say that the shtika of a shtika to a tkifa does have teres hoydas baldin. So over here, why isn't there no hoydas baldin? Boing, there is no hoydas baldin. We didn't say what it is, what the shtika, what the kirch of the shtika is. Why isn't there? So it could be the oisfir of this you have to talk and see in the next sugya. The kivun advarim is azay. Is that even on the side of shotik say sofak, the Gemara says I do ye, but you can't ignore the fact that there's a tzvicha. At the end of the day, this is nekuda. Our sugi is a miyuchadik case of Hoydas Baldin, even if there is Hoydas Baldin. Now, if a derech klal Hoydas Baldin is based on a mefurish zog, the person says, you owe me money. Sometimes it's based on words that somebody said, we understand them, mefurish the words a certain way. Like upon him, somebody, the mensch, the Baldin gave out words. He expressed his Hoydas Baldin. And he says, you have another sugi of shtika koida, sugi of naflam zayin on the base, later on, namafkid. There, the sugi is talking about a case where someone comes with the original claim. Someone comes and he claims something for somebody. It's a claim that he has to deal with. And he shows it. He says, you stole my chayfetz. And he's talking about a case with his rag lamb dover, he stole his chayfetz. I come to Reuven and I say, you stole my chayfetz. Over there, shtika kaida. Over there also, it's a pasha to shtika kaida. Why? Because when I say, you stole my chayfetz, and you're shows it, as if you said, yes, I stole your chayfetz. But shtika to words, is it clear hada? He died to the words. Our sugi is an interesting sach. Our stuk is not a shtika to a taina. They already argued in the tainas for the last 2 hours. Kulishali. He's not coming to say kulishali, and he's saying shishoisik. He already told him, Reuven, Shimon taina kulishali to Reuven. We've already answered him kulishali. It's not a shtika to a taina. No, there's a new, no, there's a tekifa. There's a new Naim also called a tekifa. And the tekifa should maybe say something to us. And we're trying to build based on the reaction of Reuven to Shimon's tekifa. We're trying to build a hoida. I'll call it the vile geboi to hoida. It's a geboi to hoida. It's nishkin. Shimon didn't demonstrate hoida. I'm sorry, Reuven. Reuven didn't demonstrate hoida. When you speak, you demonstrate hoida. When you're soisik to a clear tviya, you also, by stika, you're nodding to Yenim Taina. You're demonstrating hoida. Here, there's no clear hoida. We're building hoida. Ken zayin, this is the pshat. Even on the tzad of hoida yoduye, a hoida gemura zichr znishda. We cannot say a clear hoida gemura. Even if we're going to be mechriya, the 90% of the people in such an action, in such a matzav, shos bei sovach, they mean to be moida. However, is there a hoida berura? A tzad svicha of others? There is. So nochemal, if he spoke out, if the words, if the shtik is speaking hoida as baldin, who cares you what tzavach afterwards? You have a clear hoida? But we don't have a clear idea. We're trying to build Haida. So Kenzan, when you try to build Haida, the fact that there exists in the world is sad sofik, even by Ulama Stabik by you, that Avada makes it not Haida Gemura. We can't see Haida Gemura. There is a tzad, there's a tzvicha over there. We can't ignore there's a tzad tzvicha. We're trying to build Avada the tzad tzvicha is da. So in Mela, Kenzan, even on the tzad of Haida, it's not Haida Gemura. It's not Haida Gemura. Samashma Avada, when the man that is blazed Moida, Haida Gemura isn't as nish. The tzad tzvicha is zichadir. So that's why Kenzain, even with the Ritva and Rash who holds the shtika, we could build, if that's all we have at the end of the day, a maskona brura that's oil mitoichir shtika. If we don't have a maskona brura, brura means it's unequivocal. There's no other tzad. If there's another tzad, there's no brura. It's called haidah sheni gemura. So what does this haidah sheni gemura do? That is no tzad. Also, there's no other tzad. That's called there's no tzad. There's no tzad. Chutz lebez, no terutz, and there's no tzad. There's no other tzad. If there's a tzad, even though we're not nem on that tzad, but there's a tzad, it's not hoidah beru. So what is the value? What is the value of the hoidah? So there's common ways to say it. I mean, medaktik, I'm saying it now, l'charek, near madvar, that the mahalach in shosab seik sovach, the way it works, so what is it, that's what we're trying to understand. So what does a yeh do? If it's not hoidah, it's baldin. So what is a yeh? So what's the value of it? Again, what's the value of it? Reuven, Shimon grabbed the talis moving. And Reuven did a hoidah, which halachically will say is, it's near a kaidah, the pashas is a hoidah. We can't cook it as a hoidah brura. It's a pashas hoidah. If it's not a hoidah, it's nothing. So what did it accomplish? Why can't Reuven right now go back and say, kula shali, what do I mean? He took my talis. What's stopping Reuven from saying right now, kula shali, what does it accomplish? So Ken Zayin, the mashmoy says, like we started building, the pshat is, it teams up together with the mechzakis. That's what we start off. Zayir Shaila was, Shimon's be'etzim a muchzik now. Perhaps with this Sofik Haidah, whatever, not Sofik Haidah, I'm sorry, this Pashtis Haidah, Haidah Sheneg Mura we'll call. So Haidah Sheneg Mura, what it allows is, it allows us to see Shimon now as a Muxik. It allows us to see Shimon as a Muxik. Why? Bir Advarm, why we see Shimon as a Muxik? So this is being Nichnas Ksas into the Sugya of Tafakai. In fact, he's a psychic of Tafakai. But the Pshat's like this, Reuven and Shimon are finally about to tell us the whole time. Chavayu Tofsi, Efrat Chavayu Tofsi. But Etzem, now we're downing again on the second Chetzi Talis. The second Chetzi Talis. Reuven was awarded his Chetzi Talis. And Shimon's trying to get the Chetzi Talis. The Chetzi Talis that Reuven's holding, Shimon always had a tzad in that Talis. Shavayu Tofsi, he was always a tzad. He always had a tzad in the Sofik, his memorable Sofik, there was a tzad in that Talis. But Etzem was a tzad in that Talis. Nor halachically, we said, we passing a chleiku. Since we don't have a beer over there, we can't get down to the bottom of this dinter. We passing a chleiku. Each Rishon, like his tzad. Oh, but we want Mavara the Etzim Shailah. We want Mesalik Reuven's Shimon Tzad to Reuven's Chetzi Talis. No, we want Machriya that we have to give Reuven the Talis. Vice Dois, when Shimon now is Machzik in the Talis, his Etzim Tvis in the Talis is Ma'ur, his Tzad in the moment. His Ma'ur, his Tzad in the moment. His Ma'ur. I was originally to have autopsy. There was a big Tzad that I had his Chetzi in the Talis. It's Ma'ur Bezdin to reckon with that Tzad in the Talis. Oh. If Reuven was Seveyach Mitchil of Atzoif, so Bezdin says, nothing changed. Nothing changed. If this is more in Tafu Kayin, nothing changed. He couldn't do anything. His Muchzokas didn't change anything. Just like beforehand, he had a Sofik. He had a Tzad Sofik, and we Machriya Yachloiku. So nothing changed. If he's Shoisik, which means he allowed him to be a Muchzik, but Shas Maisi, he didn't dan it as a Tfisa Zgzela. Shimon Reuven wasn't saying, you don't have a right. Reuven wasn't saying, so cooked, got a Bezdin's eyes, it looks like Reuven saying, you could be machzik in it. Looks like near Madron that it's yours. So with there, that's enough to allow his mechzokas to develop. It's allowed that we can't say there was no mechzokas that developed. Once he has mechzokas, even if Reuven changes his mind, So now the halacha will be, ein loitzi miyodi, hamoitzi mechavel avaraya, v'shtein the b'raisa. Hamoitzi mechavel avaraya. Now says, the ikr koyach be'etzim is the mechzokis. The mechzokis is bringing out his previous, this is very chashev to the sugya of Tak V'Koy. The mechzokis is bringing out his previous shaykhis in the moment. He always had the original suffix of Naimoyis Metalis, befrat Naimoyis Metalis, that was Shavai Tofsi. He had a shaykhis, Shimon had a shaykhis. Now he's taking it all to me. The original way he saw, I'm taking it all to me. If Reuven's misnagged to that, if Reuven's misnagged to that, the whole tokev, so we say, that doesn't develop, nothing developed. But if Reuven is not misnagged to that, this is a dosh and a gemura, Reuven lets that develop. Now at least Shimon, the Bezin, sees mechzokis. Now Bezin paskins, hamoitz mechal avaraya? Paskins, hamoitz mechal avaraya? Reuven, do you have a raya that it's not yours? You don't have a raya that it's not yours? So it comes in, moitz niflitz, it's a nice sugya. Rab Zeira, there's not calling shaylas and hilchus hoidah. It's a hemshich ma'amish shayim mechz metalis, tok vechav b'faneinu. It's a naya prat, it's a naya connection, shayim mechz metalis. And there's a new way to understand Rashi l'cher. Right, Rashi says the sugya is talking about koidim shvur. Rashi says, shalzavek right away, the sugya is talking about koidim shvur. The ksois, tries to shows Rashi, and he taka says like we started. He says it wasn't hoidah. He says it's not hoidah gemur. The ksois says his pshat and what it is. It's eni nishma. This aris. I don't want to go into the ksois now. Aber there's other mahalchim. People want to say al pi ritzva. The either way we're stumbling back to the sugya, it could be there's a new reason why Rashi said it's koidim shvur, because it could be that which we said that there still hovers over a sofik of a chavayu tofsi akapanim. The darig of a chavayu tofsi. Yesh lo don't know what I'm about to say, but it could be that which still remains a sofik of chavayu tofsi. It still hovers over us. It's still around. It's still a factor, let's call it. Again, we pass in the choyku, but it wasn't nostalgic yet, the sofik. That could be only cause mandu to make a shvua. The way we're saying the whole tzad that Shimon's tkifa is going to help, is to make him a muchzik. It's only because we still see his tzad in the moment. If we made a shvua, it could be his kafir. If we made a shvua already, there's no tzad. It's oish shnei meichsim. The way we're telling it back, even on the tzad shosav soysavik is a hoidah, it's not a clear hoidah. The hoidah itself is not a siba, an independent siba to give you the money, to award you the money. The hoidah is not awarding you the money. The mechzokas with the hoidah. The hoidah with the mechzokas. The hoidah is allowing the mechzokas to work. That could be only cause man where your latent tzad in the moment existed. Your latent tzad in the moment, your tzad in the moment that's there, it's there. It's dormant, but it's there. But with the second, you pass in Shua, please don't make a Shua, Kenzain, that was Rashi's Makar. There's no tzad, we don't see his tzad mechzokas. It's not Shaykh, but Zayr Teklair, Shazib Say Savach. Because even on the tzad of Oyudi Oyduyale, the Oyduy itself is not going to give it. It's only the tzad mechzokas that he has in the Ikatalis.
On the tzad that the chaluk is a chaluk of the Tamvadai, is it mokum to say that Shua could add more beer than that and din?
We have to say what. We have to see exactly what it means chaluk v'adai. But I don't know if the kud is it's adding more beer. The pshat is that the place is totally closed. It's not the kud of shua daiti. It's not the beer that adds. It's that is that it's finished. The psak of chaluk is totally finished. The seder of chaluk is finished. Not necessarily because the shua adds beer. Once you mentioned the v'adai, the ma'isa, this whole mahalach was saying is about the marachin. We're saying the Rambam, we're saying the Miri, it's mamish v'dvar mukhrochim. The Rambam says. And the halacha we don't have in our sugya, hemshich from Zair. And what happens? When some Zair born in Tkifa, born in the physical aspect of the sugya, Rambam says, what happens if Reuven grabs it back from Shimon? Shimon grabbed the moving, Reuven grabs it back from Shimon. It's up to Rambam. Even if Shimon was Zaychen, but rather Reuven gets it back, goes back to Chaluk. Shimon grabbed Reuven's chetzi talis, Reuven grabbed it back. Rambam Rashi brings the Rambam. Lashon is kibbet chila. So this is another grace of Raya. Magen Mishnah says, that the Rambam on one side, the Mishnah is machriya, that the din of Shos B'Zei Sovach is Vada Hidah, is a Hidah, to say it's Tzad of a Hidah, because the Rambam passes like in Tim Tzolemas. So how does the Rambam say that I could go back Kibatchila? What do you mean? Shos B'Zei Sovach, when Shimon originally grabbed the talis, we said that Reuven was made the din. It's his talis. How could Reuven bring it back to Mitchila? Before the beer, you have to say big beer in the Rambam. I'm not going to the Rambam. The exact beer of the Rambam. But the Kloli is Dvarim. The Rambam saying, you bring it back. You could bring back to the Chaluka. If in the interim, there was in the middle submission, there was a Hidah. So the Hidah is the Hidah Gemur, the Hidah is Machri in the Torah. How can I bring it back to the works? The Darkeinu that we're saying, we're trying to devise, that's the Pasha of the Sugya, that there was never Hidah Gemur. There's only a Shinui Mechzokas in the Din of Shai Merichsim, which the Vaila causes a certain Pesach. It opens a Pesach, it still needs beer. But it opens a Pesach that I could go back to the original Yachleiku. That's in the Rambam. Another Rambam, the Miri, also big work, you have to learn the Miri, the Taitar, the Hemshcha Sugyas, but one Nukudah from the Miri. Miri says, the Darkeinu in the Pirush of the Sugya, the Rimi says that there's a tzad that the chalukah is vadai. the chalukah of Shnei Moichsin, or the din of Shnei Moichsin, the chalukah is vada. And he says, the Ramirius learns that there was never a tzad, the shosik b'shei sofik is zikr classified as a vada yaido, as a sofik yaido, I'm sorry. It's zikr a sofik yaido. Zokta meiri, why, what's a tzad doesn't work? What's a tzad a sofik yaido doesn't work? Zokta meiri, if the chalukah of the talus was b'toifin vadai, we're going to say ain't sofik moichsin de vada. The din of whether or not a sofik yaido works is totally on the matziv of the talus. The talus is a sofik prior to the hayda, so sofik, we'll call the word sofik moitzim dey sofik. Sofik could be mitzaref into the picture of it. However, if it's a vada, we say ain't sofik moitzim dey vada. In fact, Shmuel asks the Shalvis. He doesn't understand what we were talking about. Ain't sofik moitzim dey vada. Ain't sofik moitzim dey vada passes when the siva that's a sofik is coming to be moitzi from the original siva. When the siva is coming to be moitzi from the original siva of a vada. Zokim Shmuel, here there's a shail of this hayda. If we were throwing in another sad in the original shnai moitzim metalus. If you're throwing in another bone, another tzad, the Mishnah says, "Ah, here ain't suffik moitz nevada." Once you passed in chalukah, once it was luchradin, ain't suffik moitz nevada. A frekem shmul, here's a new tzad. There's a new tzad of hayda. What's passing ain't suffik moitz nevada? The klav ain't suffik moitz nevada is when the stuff is coming to be moitzif in the vadi that we established already. There's an ain't suffik moitz nevada. But if you hear there's a tzad hayda, here's a tzad hayda. There's nochem machlor raya. A vada, even the tzad hayda, the tzad hayda that the Mir is working with, it's not a new tzad hayda. It's not a hayda that's going to work mitzad atzma. It's like though somehow that's crawling into the Shnei Moichsin Metalus. It's only going into Shnei Moichsin Metalus. It's only being mitzaref to the Pesach of Shnei Moichsin Metalus for us to reevaluate Shnei Moichsin Metalus. Zok to me, we ain't Sofik Moichsin Nevada. Ad kama there was a chrov vadois, we're not going to be able to name on another Sofik within Shnei Moichsin Metalus. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I want to get to Shasim Yitzchil Vatzoy, but a little bit. Chetz of the Hoidah of Chlan Lassugia, of the Shtika Koidah. Sign the Sar of Shasim Yitzchil Vatzoy. Sign the Tzad of Shosek of Psoik Sova, Zetzachais and Machalik is showing him, what is the Chepsa of the Ahidos? Until now we spoke about the value. What is the value of the Ahidos? What is the significance of the Ahidos? Is it creating Ahidos Baldin? Or is it just creating, allowing Yenna to become a Mukhsik? Is it allowing Yenna to become a Mukhsik? Now, what is the Chepsa of the Ahidos? What is the Ahidos? So there's two Klor, Mufurish and Machalik is in Din, we're showing him, trying to get to the Sharish Advar. First of all, what's the Pirush of Psoik Sova? Not Pirush Amilin Libsoif. Look, the ritva, the psoif means the second it came out of his hands. Shimon pulled it out of Reuven's hands. Reuven has, you bet he's supposed to scream right away, but we have a suffix as long as he screams the second it came out of his hands. If when it came, Shimon pulled it totally out of Reuven's hands, he's silent, that's called shtika mitchila vatzayif. He pipes up 10 seconds later, too late. Shtika mitchila vatzayif. Where is shtika mitchila vatzayif? The Rajba says, no. Shtika mitchila vatzayif is kozman yun bezden. If the din of Shnai Meir's Matalas, for whatever reason, was going 2 hours in bed, even if he was quiet, Shimon already took it out of his hands. He waited till the minute they left, the second they left before bed, and he screams out and says, "Ah, it's not yours." That's already called Shosek Ubsoif Sof. Says the ritual will say in that case, it's called Shkid Gimichil Atzoy. There's ain't Machloikas Rishon. Mavar Megor with Machloikas. So we'll start with the Seita Machloikas Rajba and Ritual. But what's the Machloikas? The Mamish argues for Safukas. The Gemara declares, Abzeir declared, what's the Loch of Shosek Ubsoif Sof in bed? And is it sad that it's not Hoidokas Chosi Rabbon? But like we showed him, it's mashma, the whole clear was in Bezdin. Chutz le Bezdin in front of two Eidim, Avada is not going to be a clear. It wasn't. Achloik is for us, Afuch is Ritva Nahad. Ritva says, at a Bezdin, it's Boshet is Hoidokas, because there's no Teretz of Chosi Rabbon. There's no Teretz of Chosi Rabbon, there's no excuse. What's he going to say, Chosi Rabbon? The Rabbon are not here. The Nisak Relat is not here, there's only Eidim, there's no Dain here. No Chosi Rabbon. Dr. Rajba, I hear, I'm asking, there's no Chosi Rabbon. The Rabbi says, I think Puk Fakert. And a Bezdin. It's Zikr not Oido. Why? You're right, there's no Teretz. Oh, but there's no reason to scream. You need a reason to scream. I don't need a Teretz. Why I wasn't screaming? And a Bezdin, what's the reason to scream? It's not a Mokum Mishpat. What do I? We'll start with the second Machloikas. The Machloikas, Sforza Fuchas, the Ritvan Rashba. Is and a Bezdin better or worse than a Bezdin? The Klal Gadol Yadenu, every time you have a Sforza Fuchas and Rishonim, they're not talking to each other. That's the Klal Gadol. It's for Afuchas. Rishon don't say Afuch if they're talking to each other. They have a Kudus de Gemachloikas, but Kenira, that means they're coming to a different Sugan. That's the Klal Gadol Yadenu. Rishonim have Svaras Afuchas, they're coming to a different Sugan. Near Medvom, you look in the Ritva and the Rajba, they're handling two separate things. The Rajba Tain is out of Bezdin, there's no reason to scream. So in the Ritva, there's a Klor. Ritva Yishonim, we're talking about the Ritva Yishonim, is a Klor of Siachsis to the Rajba's Tain. The Ritva says, Avad out of Bezdin, he says, this Shita, that it's a Pashan Oido. Look, the Ritva. The ain lecha odom shaysik v'roya shatoik fin talisim yadok. Zok to Ritva, what do you mean? There's no purpose. You're telling me there's no reason for the scream. It's a natural reaction. It's a natural instinct. When someone takes something away from you, You scream. It has a point, it doesn't have a point. The Ritva Mamish is Zachzit. If I would say it, maybe. The Ritva says, Klar. Ritva says that the natural reaction is when you take money from you, you scream. I want to add on one word from the Mitzvah. When you take mamon, that's mesupik. You have to add that in the Ritva. When you take mamon that's not totally secure by you, the attitude of a person is when money that's not totally secure by him, again, the moment that there was a suffering in Bezdin about, and that moment is suffering in Bezdin, the second someone takes me, you scream. Not because you want Bezdin to do what didn't tell her, because that moment is not totally by you. That moment is the moment is not totally, there's some people hold, there's a suffering in the world. So you, if it's being taken from you, you scream. That's what the Ritva says. You look in the Rajba says, the reason why you should scream is because it's a Malka Mishpat. It's because it's a Malka Mishpat. Near Madvar, Fatifin a little bit, that the Rajma and the Ritva hold is a different reason, there's a different thing that triggers the Tzvich and Arsugi. Everyone holds the Shtik of Arsugi is because you didn't Tzaveach. But why should you scream? The Ritva is going that it's a natural instinct of a person. The Ritva is saying the Gufa moment, a person has money under his belt, and there's a slight Tzofik in the moment, the second someone starts taking it away from you, it's Ma'ur that's that Tzofik. It's Ma'ur that's that Tzofik that everyone says, and you scream. There's a natural instinct. That's what's Mechayv, that's how a person to scream. It's a natural instinct. The Rajba, if you look good, I'm just staying over a little bit. Shy from the Rajba saying, but I think the Rajba is saying, what's telling me to scream is zikr, not the natural instinct. You have to say a hezber. Why the Rajba doesn't go with the natural instinct. That's what I said before, the coming for the Rajba is not doing the natural instinct. Maybe he holds the sugya of natural instincts. It's the ilm cheshbainus. Instincts, who knows? How could we know a person's instincts? It'll never be haidah brua mikoyach's instinct. I don't know. You have to say a shot why the Rajba doesn't go with the natural instinct. The Rajba is saying, what triggers me to scream? What triggers me to scream is, I think, the mishpat alein. When someone takes something in Bezdin, it needs something. It means something. It's not just a natural reaction. It means something. He's taking something in Bezdin. The Seis, I'll say it in words, it's come out of claim being done in Bezdin. Bezdin, Dayanim, of viewing what's going on over there. A Tkifa in Bezdin represents something to the Mishpat. When things are being talked in the world of Mishpat, that's my army to make a protest. Stam, someone's taking my money, I don't have to protest. That's not a natural instinct, no, I don't have to protest. That's not. Oh, but when someone's taking something in Bezdin, Dayanim are seeing what's being taken. That's mechayev a person to protest to the mishpat. The protest to the mishpat. That's the pshat. And when he's taking something in Bezdin, then there's a new tainin shnayim meichas metalos. There's a new tainin shnayim meichas metalos being viewed over here. I have to be meich against the new tainin shnayim meichas metalos. A totally different thing which is triggering the tzvicha between the Ritva and the Rajba. This pshat in both mouths. The Ritva looks at a natural instinct to scream. The Ritva says, out of Bezdin, avada, of course you have the same natural instinct, and you don't have a teretz. The same natural instinct as the Ein Lecha Adam, Reish, Tekvet Alis, and the other, Vesheisek, you have that out of Bezdin also, and you don't have a Teretz. But the Rajba held the whole impetus to scream wasn't stamps against Yen's taking. Rajba holds again, Yen is taking. You could say a lot of svaras. One of my svaras that I have is that the Maisel was a Din Torah, a stamp scream. Only something that talks to Din is going to make me scream. Stamps someone's taking, we already had a Din Torah over here. We already had a Din Torah, I'm not fighting with Yen. We had a Din Torah. The natural instinct doesn't talk to the Rajba. Something that talks to the din, something that after we had a din terror, something that also will talk to din, will be viewed by Dayanim, something that talks to din, that elicits in me a macho, had a bezin that doesn't exist bechla. And maybe that's the hezman that's fake to machlekes also. But the Ritva holds, the shasib say sofek is the second it goes from your hands. Because if either Ritva, the fact that I'm in bezin is not one part of the reason why I'm screaming. The fact that I'm bezin, I'm doing it, it's a natural reaction. So Be'etzim, if you're the Ritva, the natural reaction Be'etzim is supposed to be Chau the second he starts shepherding with you. Someone shepherding with your money, if you're the Ritva, the shepherding with your money is Be'etzim what makes you scream. That happened the second he starts struggling with you. You could hold on, maybe you have a teretz of Chaz Rabbanon until it comes out of your hand. The second it comes out of your hand, you're dead. But if you're the Rajba, what was the impetus for me to scream? The impetus is when a Malka Mishpat. That I hear the Rajba says, that continues on until we leave. It's only case closed until we leave. When we leave the Malka Mishpat, we see you're not being Meicha connected to Mishpat. We see you're not being meicha connected to mishpat. Of a kol zman your bezin, you're still being meicha connected to mishpat. Clear that the clear machloikas and what's together? What's the hezber for the Ritva and the Rajba? They're arguing what is the mechayev? What triggers bechlal the hoydar and asugit? You have to explain the lomz machloikas. But the mamish two different mahalchim. The Ritva holds the etzim fact you're shepherding my money. Stop! Someone's coming taking money. Mommy, that's not secure by me. Someone comes and takes it. I should scream. And if not, there's hoydar and the gufa moment. And the Rajba holds it's the tefis in bezin. It's what the tefis is saying in mishpat. So the Tzvi is saying in Mishpat, that is requiring the Hidah. See, maybe this has to rush him to another Machlaik. Wanna... Fear is Noch Ezach. Noch Nechud in the Sugya. I mentioned this before. Of Taka, by Shosach Mitchila Vatzayf. Till now we're talking about Shosach Seisovach. What's the value of the Hidah? What's the Heftz of the Hidah? By Shosach Mitfilah Vatzoyis, Mefurish Negmar, that's a Furish Oida, and Avada Reb Zeira didn't have a Sofik. Avada Reuven gets the Talos. Shimon gets the Talos. Shimon is Toikiv the Talos of Reuven. And Reuven is Shosach Mitfilah Vatzoyis, each Rishon Lishitosoi, each Rishon Kedarka. Mitfilah means Mitfilah Vatzoyis when he took it out of his hand. The Rajba means the whole time they were in Bezdin. So Shimon is awarded the Talos, Shimon gets the Talos. So we find a Machlek as we show him why does Shimon get the Talos over here. In the Ritva, in the Sugya, and the Shor brings Azayf in the Rosh, the Taka over there, it's also Hidoz Baldin. In other words, Taka the way in Arnus Chayis before, Taka doesn't have to do with Shnayim Elis Metals. In that case, Rishaz Metchil Vatzayf, it's a Naya Achrov Hidoz Baldin. Through the Tzir of Shnayim Elis Metals, we're prompted a Hidoz, now we get it as Hidoz Baldin. It's Kamei Eidim Dami, Zok the Ritva and the Raj, Zok the Rosh, Avada won't help Eidim later on. The Ritva mentions it, Kedarka in the Sugya, because in the Mark, we mentioned before, Rav Nachman brought a Braya from the Braisa, and the Braisa is talking about a case of Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach, and it still says that Shimon walks in, now has the talis, he gets the talis. Mara said it's talking about Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach. Frek to Ritva, how does he know? How does Rav Nachman know he's talking about Shasel Kol B'Sei Savach? Maybe he's talking about Shasel Mitchil Vatzoy. So to Ritva, this is so. Because if you Shasel Mitchil Vatzoy, it would be Hay Dagamur, Hay Das Baltin, Kamei Dindar, you wouldn't pass. I'm waiting to make a Ritva. And the Torah again brings that from the Rosh. However, Lamaisa, the Pashas, and Rashi of the North, not just the same Rashi, Misachas to Ritva, sounds not like that. Rashi very quickly, that Marich Chura avoids the Ritva's kasha. How did Rav Nachman know? How did Rav Nachman know the Brice is talking about Shasav Sei Savach? Rashi says Alav Uchule who could Kim Nun the Shasav Sei Savach. Rashi first to the Sugi before, just like before we zets the eye in the Baya of Rav Zeira, the Chakira of Rav Zeira, the Sofak of Rav Zeira in the case of Shasav Sei Savach. So too Mestoma the Brice. What does it have to do with before? Before Chura the Pshan Rashi says Zayvi we said it was Pashit to Rav Zeira. Zayvi the Gemara said Pshita and Rav Zeira. Maybe the Mara said poshit, the Shabbos of what the law is. So too in the Brisa, it's something that's poshit that the Brisa shouldn't have to tell. If we're right in Rashi, if they're in Rashi, that the Brisa can't be talking about a case of Shosik Mitchila Vatzoy because it's poshit. It's Mavur as Vazoy. That the din of the Brisa is true. The din of the Brisa, Maitz Mechavarai, could be true even by Shosik Mitchila Vatzoy. It's just poshit. It's Mashman Rashi, Rashi holds it's not Hidos Baldi. And Azoy is Meduyik, I'm to America now, Meduyik and the Rajman, the Ran also, that they hold. They're talking about a case very similar to the Ritva. If the old by Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, the reason why you're getting it is not because of Hoidos Baldin, you're getting it because of the Hoidos, but not because of Hoidos Baldin. So the question is, what's the beer in their Shita? Now here you can't say the beer we said before, of that it's not Hoidos Gemura, that's what we said by Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, it's not Hoidos Gemura. Here it's Hoidos Gemura. Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv, if you're the Rajba, you're in Bezin for 4 hours, and Shosik Mitchil Vatzoyv for 4 hours. A day later you come back, you want to rehash the day. It's a clear Hoidos. Why isn't there Hoidos Baldin? So L'chayra, again, the Etzem Zach Shtein K'soysim, he doesn't say the beer, but L'chayra, there's a makar that these Rishonim held, that B'chlal, in Ashtika of our Sugya, the Shtika Kaidah of our Sugya, will never have a Torah Sugya Hoidos Baldin. As clear as there's going to be a lack of clarity. The Ritva before we said, the Ritva of the Imei, we said as far as the Shas B'Yisov, it's not a clear Hoidah. Here, the Vardas, even if it's going to be the clear Hoidah of our Pilu, at least we know, we see, so what of us can sign the beer? Dibur from Nochem. Nochem, it seems to have said that maybe they hold you need Dibur. It's very hard to understand. Tzivah says clearly not like that for Shtika Gaido. You don't need Dibur. In case I just said in Davlam Zayim Beis, there's someone's coming being Tevea, five people coming Tevea, somebody that you gazled me and he's Shoysik, the Tzivah calls that I do as Baldin. It seems like you don't need Dibur. But what we suggest maybe is that in our Sugya, when we started saying this a little bit before, is that in our Sugya Taka, there's absolutely no demonstration of Aydah. That's what's felt over here. Aydah's Baldin is a din of Nemanah's Gemurah. Nemanah's Gemurah, we have to be when someone gives over his day. When a Baldin gives over his day, either B'dibur or a Shtika, when a person nods to someone else's words, you say, do you hold like this, and you say, Shoysik, yes, you said it. That's called demonstrate. But in our Sugya, there's no demonstration. There's no clear thing that he's doing. We're building everything from what he didn't do. So this, I think, is partial. If we happen to know what a person holds, let's say I have a way to deduce what a person's holding without based on his actions. That's not how he does Baldin. Let's say I happen to know Yenim thinks that he's chayv $100. That's how he does Baldin. I know it's going in Yenim's mind that he holds. That's how he does Baldin. How he does Baldin is when Yenim get there, Yenim machayv himself. Yenim says he's machayv. So we're saying you don't need Dibur Mamish. Shtika can also speak. But can then these Rishonim hold when we're building something? So at the end of the day, what are we building? We just have a way to know your das. You never demonstrated your das. You never demonstrated. There's no deeper. You never gave over your das. We have a way of knowing what's going on in your head. That's never going to happen with Hidos Baldin. That never happened with Hidos Baldin. Oh, so what is it worth? What is it worth? What does Haidah do in our sugya? Clear in these are showing they're doing. So what does the Haidah of Shasak Mitchila Vatsoiv accomplish? So you could say, like we said before, you could say is all it does is it accomplishes that Yen becomes a Muslim. However, there arise, in the next sugya we'll see that it's not like that. There arise that there's more the Haidah of Shasak Mitchila Vatsoiv accomplishes more than just learning Yen and being a Muslim. It sounds like the Haidah, Be'etzim will see, so in the next sugya it sounds like Be'etzim is Machwilid in Torah. It's not Haidah, but it sounds like when there's a Haidah, Shasim Mitchila Vatsoiv, Haidule, it's Machwilid in Torah. So what is Haidah accomplishing? So here we go, Yisoiv from Lachim, Lachim says Yisoiv. It's Machudish here, but that's Machudish, I think, even though it sounds Machudish, it's not so Machudish. Lachim says that the Yisoiv of Haidah's Baldin is only to get a Birur Gomer. There many times you can be Zoich Mikoyach Haidah's Baldin even without the Torah's Haidah's Baldin. Alright, go back to that vase. Shine Melis Metalis. Zerim Rekulishali, Zerim Rekulishali. In the middle of the entire, Shimon says, you know what? I'm asking to you. I lied. Stop. No bother arguing. I lied. I'm asking to you. So, Vada is a Hidos Baldin. Vada, I'm asking. Well, let's say you don't have a Hidos Baldin. Zokim Nochim, even if there wouldn't be a Torah's Hidos Baldin, to which Shimon said to Reuven, I lied, and it's your talis. Reuven would still be Zaychen Metalis. Why? New Yisrael. It's a cool time Venetin. When there's a time Venetin, spoke about Zaluvin Shu, it's a little bit of the Sugar Torah's Venetin. When someone's tanning Zerim Mebekoiv, Zerim Mebekoiv, Reuven tanning is Kula Shali, and Shimon tanning is Kula Shali, and his taina goes unanswered. And more than that, Shimon's moided to his taina. Zokt Reb Nochem, even if Amar holds Baruch Hashem Alav Bar Yodav, he'll call Baruch Hashem Alav Bar Yodav. If someone tanning Zerim $100 and I say Shema, that's because I'm partially challenging his taina. I'm saying Shema, not like your taina. Oh, if I'm moided, someone comes and says $100, you owe you $100, I'm moided to him. Even whatever he does, Baldin, Avada Bezdin is going to say, I owe him $100. No, I'm not saying it's Eidus Gemur. That you need Haidah's Baldin. But by the Bezin's getting Machwiyah, that his Tain is Richtig. The Zokrab Nochem and Zerim Kulish Levi, Zerim Kulish Levi, Moide to his Tain, Avad the Bezin's Machwiyah at the Talis Bechaz Kosei. Avad the Bezin will see the Talis Bechaz Kosei. Zokrab Nochem, this is a little bit of the Chiddush. In our case, even though, this is the Chiddush Chalik, that even though we already passed in Yachloiku, and we already finished the Chalik of the Tainus, but since it's before the Shvuah, can you hear it? It's before the Shvuah, only before the Shvuah. If you would have a Shosak Mitchila Vatsoif and a Tkifa, so Bezdin Vaitov views it as if Be'etzem licked in the Tkifa a Taina of Kula Shali, and then Be'etzem, I'm not fighting with the Taina, I'm agreeing. I do with the Taina. It's not Haidah's Baldin, I don't need Haidah's Baldin. Obviously, I do to your Taina, but Mokum the Bezdin sees one of the Bali Dinim are being moided to Lev Talin and Ben Navan's Gimachriya Vivian. So we have a new mahalach. How shosik mitchila vatzoy could work. If Be'etzim it's not Haidah's Baldin, the Rishonim hold there is no Torah's Haidah's Baldin. There's no Eidus here. It's not going to be Eidus. But the shosik mitchila vatzoy is going to accomplish is it's going to be Haidah. Bezin sees Shimon's Be'etzim tying his tying of Kula Shali, and Reuven's Be'etzim greened him. Bezin's going to say b'chi ha'gavne. How do we dance shnei meres medalis? We have to say Kula Shal Shimon. So even it's stronger than before. It's not just only a way to get his mechzakas and ain't mitzin miyodim. It's stronger than the mitzin miyodim. It's the Bezdin now is Machwiya, Bezdin upon him is Machwiya, the din of the Talis. The din of the Talis is now that he should get the Talis.
Why are you
had by Achaka Chatzalach?
Before you were saying
that
I should go, why?
Because it could be, as I'm saying, could be the Hadosh Ein Gemur that came out is not enough.
You won't even have
the same that. Way the same with the Hadosh Ein Gemur makes the Gabi Hadosh Baldin, it has to be Hadosh Gemur. We have to see it clearly that there's no, without any tzad contesting, that Yenim is my Kenza. But if you realize one thing, there's this machlokes of Shasak Klei Savach, whether or not it's a Haidah. I had two Maromal comments. One quickly, one is as there Shein Azach, is that the Mitzvah and the Meiri both spoke about in the beginning of the sugya. What happens? Why don't Abzer clear by Sam? Someone comes over to someone in the street from a Bezdin, and he grabs his watch, and the good person is Shasak Klei Savach or Shasak Mitzvah Vatzay. Why don't Abzer talk about? Both the Meiri and the Mitzvah talk about the Shabbat. They both say Avadah, they're a Pashat here. Avadah is not a Shaila, but they supposed to see a different reason. The Ritva says that the reason why it's not a Shaila is because there's no Haidah there. There's no reason for him to scream. There's no Haidah over here. There was never a Suffolk. Historically, there was never a Suffolk. He was secure in his moment. So there's no reason for him to scream. The Ritva is a different Nusach. The Ritva says over there, Avadah is no Shaila. Loshon Mir, Ein Kan Chazoka. Ein Kan Chazoka. Near and Dvarim, it's Klar. The Ritva is in the Furish, he goes like, Near and Dvarim, Marish Klar, it's Malach. The Ritva holds that Yisoyin and Arsugi is Shtika Lipsayf Sova, Shtika Mitchil Vatsoif is a Shtika Gmura, could be Haidah's Baldin. The Ritva held that even on a regular person in the street, Be'etzim, if I'm Moide to my watch, I'm Moide, my watch is yours, Be'etzim would be Shaykh. The Ritva has to say over there, there is no Shtika Kaidah. But the Miri is going with the Rajma. The Miri is going with the Rajma, Furish and the Miri before. That the Shasak, even Shasak Mitchil Vatsoif, is never going to give you Haidah's Baldin. at the most is to see your taina. It's only if you have a tzad taina in the talis. Talk to me here. Over here, the guy doesn't have a taina in the talis. Totally in the malach. Not because there's no shtika gaida. Miri doesn't say that. Miri is saying even if there would be a shtika gaida here, even if there would be a shtika gaida, but he has no tzad in the talis. Only when he has a tzad in the talis, the shosik b'sei sofach allows us to see what we have. One last thing, the kenzai. The new beer, don't know how we said it's a new beer, but we said before it could be this the Sharish Machlaikis. No beer. And what's the Machlaikis? What's the Sharish Machlaikis written in the Ashbon? Why if by Shasak Lubsoy Sovach is there a din? Sorry, Shasak Nikil Vatsoif, is there a din of Vidalas Baldin? Boy Machlaikis, is there a din of Vidalas Baldin? Ken Zayn, it's Mushush in the first part of the first Machlaikis. Ken Zayn, the Ritzel Shitasa, you held that there's a natural instinct that a person reacts to the moment that's being taken away from him. So the Ritzel Shitasa is able to say, this, that's a Vidalas Baldin. Like Gabi, that moment, not like I'm saying before, it's klar or not. New mahalach. The Ritva is saying, new heads burn the machlokes. The Ritva held that there's a natural instinct of how do we see he's being maskim. He's being maskim to the gufa moment. But the Rashba held what spurred the machal was never the etzim moment. Back that he's pulling the moment doesn't mean anything to me. It was what's going on in Bezdin. So Kenza Lefi the Rashba, the shtika is never to the moment, the shtika is to Bezdin. The shtika is to what the moment means in Bezdin. The shtika is never on the gufa moment. The shtika, there is no haidah baldin in the Rashba. The Rashba shitasa holds there's no haidah baldin on the gufa moment. The Rashba shitasa holds the shtika always talks to what's going on in Bezdin. It's only that's never going to ever create a full haidah baldin. Doesn't have any sad. No, the only works with Chazok here. Only works with Chazok. Of course, that's his only sad. No, he has no sad.